This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. What a fun football game that was last night, wasn't it? Oh, that was spectacular. Ups and downs, highs and lows, and in the end, the Tigers got it done. They beat Mishawaka, number 4 in 4A, 21-13 last night at Fisher Field. We'll play some highlights, talk to Coach Curtis and some of the boys who are with us this morning. Other conference scores from last night. Concord won at home over Goshen, 49-0. Northridge disposed of Wawasee, 44-15. And Plymouth proved to everybody that what happened last week was not a fluke. They beat Northwood last night at the Rock Pile, 14-10. So, at the moment, the conference standings, Concord all alone at the top, they are 5-0. Plymouth is the only team now that can catch them. They are 4-1, and the Minutemen and the Rockies still have to play each other. Warsaw and Mishawaka are 3-2. Northwood and Northridge are 2-3. Wawasee is 1-4, and Goshen is 0-5. Other scores, Culver Academy beat Bremen 31-7. LaVille top Glenn 17-7. Knox won at Jimtown 41-28. Tippecanoe Valley beat Western 31-14. In the Three Rivers Conference, Maconaquah beat Cass 42-21. Peru beat Southwood 28-14. Rochester beat Northfield 42-7. It was Northwestern over Wabash 40-6. And Manchester beat Whitco 35-14. In the Hoosier North, North Miami beat South Central 63-20. And Triton beat Caston 42-0. In the Northeast 8, East Noble takes the lead in that conference by beating Columbia City 35-14. That was 35-0 at halftime. In the Northeast corner, Cherubusco beat Central Noble 34-0. Garrett won at Fairfield 42-12. West Noble won at Lakeland 35-0. And Elkhart and Penn were locked up in a good one. Elkhart scored right before halftime. It was 7-3, and that was the final. Elkhart wins at Penn 7-3. Again, last night, the Tigers were winners over Mishawaka 21-13. We'll talk with Bart Curtis about last night's game coming up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, service department. Our pool filter stopped working.
Okay, we'll send a replacement.
Nope, just dig a new pool.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh yeah!
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
The cold weather is coming, so now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all their off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Splendor can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Redeck over the winter and have it ready to go next spring. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water.
Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties.
home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Whether you need to finance home improvements or a last-minute vacation, Crossroads Bank offers a variety of loan options to meet your needs, including consumer loans, home equity lines of credit, and others. Stop in and see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
And it's going to be Snyder keeping it, turning upfield. He lost the football. It's rolling around loose. Warsaw thinks they've got it, and Warsaw's got it. Warsaw's recovered. Coming out of there was Matthew Flores Ortega, and Warsaw's got the ball back with 6:43 left to go. Third and goal for the four. Brock rolling to his right, looking, pump fakes, fires the end zone. Touchdown! Ethan Eagle! A four-yard touchdown with 2:50 to go, and the Tigers lead by 7.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning. That ham tastes a little better on Saturday when the outcome of Friday is
very
better.
Very good ham. It's always good.
Congratulations on a great win. I know that game means more to you and Michael than the rest. Whether you're willing to admit it with the microphone in front of you, I don't know. But I was ready. I always give Michael high five at home games because he has to run past us to get down the bleachers.
Right.
I was not getting in his way last night. He literally flew from one end of the press box to the other. He was so excited. What a meaningful game that is for you guys.
It's when you all three of your kids graduate from a school and you were there a decade and you get to know and build relationships with guys that you coached with, who you still have a lot of contact with, there is some extra meaning. And part of it is a little uncomfortable. Keith and I talked about this morning, their head coach, because we talk probably four times a week and definitely every Friday night after the games and then Saturday mornings. So it's always kind of weird to not talk and then, see him Friday. And then we did talk this morning. It's a strange week, but it's been 7 seasons. So mm-hmm. It's not like, these kids that are out there last night played for me. A lot of them went to my summer camps and this and that. So I know, obviously, the names. But a lot of the guys I coached in high school are now on that staff, and a lot of the guys that I coached with are still on that staff. So it was a satisfying win from the fact that, if you had to shovel with that last shovel full of dirt you were ready to throw on the casket of this season, of this, on these kids, you may want to think twice before we start loading for winter sports and putting the last shovel of dirt onto the casket of this group of kids, because they played with intensity and fire that I knew they were capable of, and did a lot of sacrificing. It was a complete team effort, Roger, from offense to defense to our kicking game, and it was a very physical game, very hard fought. Really literally could have gone either way. Both teams made some really big plays. Both teams made some critical errors at critical times. We were fortunate to be able to recover from our errors and make the plays when we need to make them. So, yeah, it's exciting, particularly from where you were 5 quarters ago. Everybody thinks that the sun rises and it's doom and gloom. If things don't go the way you want them to go, we still try and stay more worried about the process than the end result. And that was the message to the kids last night. What the process is you have jobs to do. You need to do them to the highest of your ability, and the scoreboard will take care of itself. But then this group of kids particularly the seniors, speaking with them before in the bleachers. We went up the bleachers and talked to them before and explained to them that, you know, this is what Warsaw Tiger football will look like to you from now on. There won't be any cheering. You will be charged $7 just like everybody else to come in here and watch kids that you played with a year ago now out there, and you're a fan. And nobody's lined up at home or lined up at college. Wait, you know, and if you get an A on a test, there's not 2,000 people paying $7 a head to give you a round of applause or forming a tunnel as you come out of the classroom. So each moment is special. That was our guaranteed last game for these seniors on Fisher Field. I think we'll play some more on Fisher Field, but I'm not Nostradamus. Is that his name?
Nostradamus,
yeah.
It's that guy.
Yeah. So I'm not him. I can't predict the future. But I can tell you the present is really good right now. And these kids and the staff, the coaching staff, put together I don't want to say near perfect, but put together a darn good template for what it would take to have the kind of game we had last night.
The game starts with you on defense. We knew going into the game that there was a really good chance that Landon Snyder was going to make the ball available for your secondary. He's been known to throw interceptions. He's a young kid. I really like him as a quarterback. He's going to be really good by the time he's done. And he did that. He put the ball in the air, and you guys picked it off. Tristan Wilson.
Yeah, and it was a wheel, post-wheel concept that we run. I mean, basically it's mirrored offense. They do a few things differently, and we do a few things differently. But the corner bailed like he's supposed to instead of running with the split end. So 22, Fletcher bails. Waits for the wheel route from number 26, Landon Snyder's brother, Jackson. So the outside receiver, number 5 or 24, runs a post toward the middle of the field. And the quarterback's read on that is if the corner bails, you throw the post every time. It's just either or. If this happens, then that happens. So he was going to throw the post. We had the post covered by Daler. The ball hung up a little bit, and Tristan came over and made a very good play on that. Would love to see him get to our sidelines because I think there was some green turf over there. But he did get a nice return on it.
You guys then in the ensuing possession fumble the ball back to them.
We did.
But then your defense shows some resiliency. For the first time in the night, they get a stop, and they force Mishawaka to punt. And forced Mishawaka back 5 yards in the process.
Yeah. Well, I count interceptions as a stop, so it was really the second time we got a stop.
You're right.
But only the third time that Mishawaka has punted this season in 7 games. So we were able, our defense was able to match their total. They had punted twice leading into this game, and we got them to punt twice. So that was huge. And now we had a chance to redeem ourselves offensively. And found some things that we thought would be good, things that we worked on all week. If this happens, then this will happen. And sure enough, sometimes when the joke is, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are. Okay?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, isn't that true?
It is.
So, you know, we had I thought our both sides of the ball did a great job of putting together plans that if this happens, then this will happen. And it did.
That next drive for your kids, 62 yards and 313, ends up in a touchdown run of 27 yards by Tucker Reed, who continues to show you that your investment in him as a freshman and this summer is really paying off.
Well, the main thing people don't see is his blocking. Because, you know, he's only 140 pounds.
Yeah.
Not very big. Evan Davis is probably 140 pounds. Not very big. So those guys have to, when they're mixing up with linebackers like what we saw last night, they have to play with low leverage. They have to block striking the hips. And you start tying up with big linebackers and trying to bench press them, you're going to get put back into the backfield. So he has improved so much in that area, which is something nobody sees. They only see when he has the ball. And the other thing that he's doing and Evan's doing is, I believe, really emphasizing taking care of the football better, hitting that crease, letting the block set up, and then if it requires cutting back, but let's not cut back into more traffic. And he's done that, and he's been he gets better every week.
You guys score, it's 7-0. They come back down the field, go 80 yards in 3:33, tie the game. And we were in for it. It's like, okay, this is here we go. This is going to be good. And it was. And then they get the ball right before halftime.
Champions always answer.
72-yard drive in under 2 minutes and get a field goal. What was the attitude in the locker room going
still
in
good.
There?
Still good. Incredible, yeah. It was, you know, because you got deja vu. First of all, we stopped a halfback pass that should have been a touchdown with a Tristan Wilson hustle play. Obviously, they rode the fullback, pitched it out to the halfback, number 4, Caden Smith. He, instead of running it, the split end ran a lazy post like he was going to block, and the corner bit on it and came up to tackle the pitchback, which he has to. The other safety was downhill as well, so Tristan, the ball was thrown. It hung up a little bit. Tristan was able to get down and make the tackle, which was the difference between 7 points and 3 points.
Yeah.
So the feeling at halftime was very good. I mean, Keith and I were joking this morning, they're not built to go 80 yards in 2 minutes, and neither are we. But they did a pretty nice job of it to end the first half.
Yeah, they did. And so it's 10-7 at halftime. You guys get the ball to start the third, 73 yards in 4:13 to take the lead right back, 14-10.
They won the last 4 minutes of the half. We won the first 4 minutes of the second half. And I think that 8 minute span, or even a 6 minute span, three before the half and three coming out of the locker room, and is so vital. So many games are won and lost in those 6 minutes where you've played great for a half. I can remember first couple years against coaching against the Kingsmen when I was at Mishawaka. We'd be playing our tails off and be down 7-0 or 7-3 or whatever it may be. And then they'd get a late score in the half and you're down 14-0. And now it's like, oh my gosh, that feels insurmountable compared to 7-0. Right. So the three points instead of seven going into halftime, we felt was pretty big. So, yeah, the spirits were like, hey, we are – doing a great job on the O-line and the D-line of handling their D-line and O-line. And so I think the confidence level was very high at halftime.
After your touchdown, they come back, kick a field goal, get to within one, and then another fumble.
And it gets crazy.
And then it gets crazy.
How many possessions did each team have the second half? Meaningful possessions. Don't count our taking these.
Two each.
Wow.
Because you guys had the kickoff. Well, actually, three for you guys.
We scored. We punted.
Scored twice.
And punted once.
Fumbled. No, you didn't punt in the second half.
Oh, we fumbled. Okay.
And then they had one,
they had
two,
a field goal.
They had three.
Fumble. And then the last drive.
Yeah. There were only
three possessions.
There were only six total possessions outside of the last 110.
Right. Right. So that's, wow. That's and that's how a game like this generally is when you get two flexbone teams. But, yeah, I know Quentin was down on himself a little bit after that fumble, and it's like, look, dude, there's 6.5 minutes to go. Read it. Read it. If you miss up a read, stick it up there and there and follow the fullback. Shake it off because we're going to need you back. We're going to get the ball back, whether we hold them to a field goal, whether they score a touchdown, we're going to get the ball back and we're going to need you for the winning drive. And, you know, their quarterback fumbled, I think, on a cutback counter off of blood. And then the very next, so interesting, little things that was brought to my attention. They fumbled on a quarterback counter play.
Yeah.
We came back the first play after that and ran a quarterback counter, and it went 60-some yards or whatever. So, yeah, that kind of set us up. And then the clock was our friend instead of our enemy.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. In real time, you can't always tell. Cohen Heady got that ball out of there. He was tremendous. Yeah. That ball came out so fast. I think it was Daler. It hit him right in the chest. He didn't have time to react to
it.
And then the ball's, it's a scramble. And Matthew Flores-Ateca has had a really good season this year. And it was cool for him to get that fumble recovery.
Yeah, it was. And he played with aggression and physicality last night, as did Schulte, our two inside Bs. And, you know, Cohen made a play on the ball. I think he jarred it loose with the kid's elbow. And Matthew was at the right place at the right time and made the most of it, and that was huge.
We said at the beginning of the broadcast that in every season there's a moment of truth. Sometimes it comes early, sometimes it comes late. In every game, there's a moment of truth. Sometimes it comes early, sometimes it comes late. Here's your offense on the field, up by one with 6:43 to go, needing to go 65 yards, and they did exactly that, capped it off with a third down and goal conversion from the four on a play you guys have worked so hard at.
I've watched you guys
work at it, and it totally, totally paid off in the biggest moment.
It did. And you know, I get frustrated sometimes on Thursday morning when we can't complete passes against air or this or that, and you're out there with us. And that was a call on third and goal from the five that I was not a huge fan of. I probably need to learn to do more listening and less overriding, although they're, you know. And on this one, the call from the press box was perfect. And Quint was able to triple fake away, which is kind of a new concept for us. Generally, we toss fake it away, but we're triple faking it away. So it's triple boot pass instead of just boot pass. And then the quarterback gets some depth and width away from it. We ran a halfback underneath the line of scrimmage. The safety had to jump him, which left Ethan Egoff open, and he made a tremendous catch.
Yeah.
And a great ball by Quentin, too.
We see guys in college and pros make that catch all the time, but for high school kids, running away from where the ball is coming, not knowing exactly how long you have until you get to out of bounds. Yeah, that was a super play.
And the ball, it was a tough throw, too.
It was.
And the ball was in the air for a while, and it was right on target. And Ethan's just had such an incredible year and playing so well at so many different positions.
Yeah.
He did not hardly practice, if at all, any team defense at cornerback this week. The game at one point was a little too quick, a little too physical. So we threw him in there at corner. Basically, you know, he's played corner for a year and a half, so he knows a little bit about DB and was able to pick up on it and make some big plays.
And there's your defense again.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so fitting.
2:50 left to go in the game.
So fitting.
Mishawaka's going to get the ball.
Same deal.
Chance to, it is. 3 weeks in a row. Here they are again.
Deja vu.
And this time, they were all over it. You could just tell it was going to be different.
Well, I'm glad you could tell that. I could tell that when we called him over on fourth down and used the timeout just to make sure that we could get our backers dropped, because we knew they were going to do some type of trick play or some type of throw. Excuse me, I got bacon in my mouth.
That's fine.
And the grease is dribbling down my throat, and I love it. And I tell you what,
it's the bacon. That's the best feeling.
Yeah. So at that point, when it was fourth and whatever it was, the look in our kids' eyes, who had just done battle for 47 minutes, and they had one play to make the difference for a different outcome, you could look in their eyes and sense the confidence, which was a little different than what I'd seen the last couple weeks.
And they got the job done, got the ball back, and Mishawaka chose not to take their timeouts, and you guys
class move. That's, you know,
got off.
He only had one left.
Oh,
now, I know the scoreboard said two.
Okay.
But Al Daru was right next to me. You know Al?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Been around forever. Really good crew. That was a really good crew.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Very few whistles, very few flags. They let the kids determine the outcome of the game, and they didn't go looking for mosquitoes when the elephants were right in front of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just let the kids play football. And Al assured me 100% that Mishawaka only had one timeout left.
Okay. So game ends, and your guys get to celebrate a huge victory in it. And like we said at the beginning of the broadcast, moment of truth moment, and your guys totally passed the test. And
they
now,
did.
Now road trips to Northwood, who got beat by Plymouth, and then to Northridge to finish out the regular season with a draw in between.
Right. And they will be, you know, you've been around enough. You know that a Nate Andrews coach team is going to be ready and on fire, and it'll be senior night, I'm sure. And he will have that team, that coaching staff will have that team ready to go.
Yeah.
So we can't sit back and take a breath and say, well, hey, Mishawaka beat Napa at Northwood. Concord beat Northwood, and here we are. You know, we were close to Concord, and we just beat Mishawaka. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Every game is its own deal. It's about matchups. It's about preparation. It's about mistake-free football.
Who's with you today?
I got three young men with me. I've got number six, Tristan Wilson, a safety. I have number 65, offensive tackle, defensive end, Cam Kaufman. And I have number 33, Jaden Haberger, outside linebacker. Do you want me to grab them?
Yeah, we'll talk to them after the commercial break. They are outside eating right now. Biscuits and gravy from the diner on the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw. They supply food for our guys every week. We'll talk with them coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts invites you this fall to the widest variety of custom trailers and golf carts in northern Indiana. Hurry in for season-ending prices with 0% financing on all new EasyGo and Mad Jax carts through Sheffield Financial, LLC. Plus, get at least $1,000 off all 2024 new Mad Jax carts. Go in and find out all of the great deals on new and used golf carts. Elliott's Custom Trailers and Carts, US 30 East Warsaw, where you are always a winner.
Elliott's Heating and Air Conditioning is now partnering with Flotec Plumbing and Heating, providing you with heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. For over 40 years, they have built the trust in our area to keep your home feeling great.
This is Elizabeth from South Whitley. We hired Elliott's to do a complete install in our home. They did a fantastic job and are amazing to work with. We recommend them to everyone.
Trust and have confidence in using the local folks looking out for you. Elliott's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, now partnering with Flotec.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Don't miss a play this fall with affordable and reliable FiberFast Internet. With Surf FiberFast Internet, you will enjoy uninterrupted service for streaming the big game, watching highlights, or cheering on your favorite teams. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds and free installation for as low as $25 a month with AutoPay. No data caps, no contracts, and no hassles. Experience front row action from home with reliable internet from your local provider. Visit surfinternet.com today. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com to learn more and for full offer details.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another great year of high school football. The young men playing under the lights on Friday night have worked very hard all summer long and are ready for another great season. Just like those players, your Bobcat, X-Mark, and Cub Cadet equipment have gotten you through the heart of the yard work season. Reward your equipment by bringing it to us for a tune-up. Doing so, your machine will be able to finish strong the rest of the season. So with the hard work out of the way, let's fill the grandstands and support the players and coaches as they perform on the gridiron. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Tiger Football.
Booyah!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Cam's got the microphone first. So let's talk about the offensive line, and because that's how we know you best. We knew you were going to be a key member of this offensive line going into the season. What things did you guys talk about at the beginning of the season to get ready for Elkhart in week one, or Michigan City in week one?
Our major thing is that we just wanted to, one, not make the same mistakes that we did last year, because last year we came out, we were low energy, low aggressiveness, and I mean, we had two major injuries, but we wanted to come out this year and do better, and we wanted to push each other all to work as a unit instead of five separate people.
And the fact that there basically were seven guys fighting for five positions or six positions, how did that affect your preseason, the summer, and the first couple weeks of the practices?
I think it definitely made us better because we're all competitive people and we all push each other hard. So if somebody would get, okay, they had a great scrimmage here, everybody else is pushing harder to try and match up to that. And just the back and forth competition pushed us to make us better.
Can you take us down to the line of scrimmage in a game like last night where you have two teams that basically do the same thing? Both are very physical. What was that like last night down there?
Well, unfortunately, because I took a good hit during Plymouth and I wasn't able to play last night. But typically, during a game like that, it really just comes down to who wants it more and who wants to play more aggressive and lower.
What does winning that game after the way the last 2 weeks have gone, what does that mean to you?
It's huge because we definitely needed it. We were all definitely a little down. And now that we have this win under our belt, I think it's definitely boosted us up enough to continue this throughout the rest of the season.
How is your injury? Are you going to be able to play next week?
Yes, sir.
Good. Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So I live on Crystal Lake. It's on the outskirts of Warsaw. My parents are Derek and Carly Kaufman. My mom is an accountant manager at Flexhost, and my dad is a group leader at Countrywood Cabinets.
Nice. And you're an only child, right?
Yes, sir.
What's that like? So do you have like 50 brothers in the football, like for your family?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm around them all the time, so they might as well be family. Yeah. And I mean, as far as being an only child, some days it sucks, but on Christmas and other holidays, it's fantastic because you don't have to share any presents or anything.
And the extra ham is all yours, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to continue sports. I'm not for sure which one yet. And I want to study either kinesiology with a focus on becoming a weight room coach or sports management and become an athletic director.
Cam, see that. When you told me that the other day, I was completely blown away by that. And now I know three kids your age that talk about being an athletic director. What does being a good athletic director take, and what makes you think that you could do that?
I think the biggest thing is just dedication and wanting to bring up sports with whatever school you work with. Because I think sports are very important, especially for the younger generation. Because I think sports have made me a better person. They've taught me time management. They've taught me how to be a good team player. They've taught me how to be committed. And I think that if I could instill the love for sports in other kids that I have, I think everybody could be better off.
Talk about wrestling and throwing for the track team. There are fewer and fewer three-sport athletes, and you are one of them. Talk about how you balance all that.
So it's not super difficult just because a lot of my coaches I have for all three sports, so they kind of know what my schedule looks like, so they're super willing to work with me. And I've been lucky because the coaches let me take a week break off in between each one so I don't get burnt out before each season.
Do you have a hobby?
I like to go fishing a lot, and then I like to play video games with my friends in my downtime. So,
what kind of fishing?
Bass fishing.
What's your favorite lure?
I'd probably say Texas rig.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people like to fish that way. Good, thank you. Jaden, talk about at the beginning of the season, the linebacking core was the big concern of this football team, and you guys have done a really good job. Talk about how that all came together.
I would say just over the summer we had around five guys fighting for four spots on the field, and I feel like towards the beginning of the season we definitely had three people that were working really hard and every day showing up, but that there was just one spot that was up for grabs, and a sophomore came up and took it. You know, he's been playing his heart out ever since, and I feel like that's been a good part of our team so far.
What's it like to blitz? I mean, we talk with you guys, every week about different things. What's it like to be standing still at the snap and then all of a sudden take off running as fast as you can?
It's the best thing, honestly. You have no responsibility. You're just really out there playing one-on-one football like you were when you were little at Young Tigers.
What's it like to hit somebody really hard and knock the air out of them?
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best feeling in the world.
When you hit a guy and you know that you've hit him right, You say anything to them through your mask? Nobody's listening, so you just
yeah.
Say it.
Nine times out of ten, I probably say something I shouldn't, but I feel like that's what makes football football. You know, you get to bicker at each other during the game.
Talk about long snapping. That, what you just said and what you're about to say are completely opposite things. You just talked about at the snap, I'm going to run and I don't have any responsibilities. I just go. Long snapping is a very, very delicate skill. Talk about how you became a long snapper.
Really, just my freshman year, I kind of just got put onto it. Then sophomore year, I got put in during the Concord game. Then junior year, I ended up starting for it. And then senior year, it's really difficult, honestly. It's a lot harder than it seems. It's like throwing a spiral, but backwards. It's just really difficult.
Tell us about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So I live with my mom, and we live over by the airport, and my little sister, Ella, and my mom's name is Stephanie Haubager, and she works at a school up in Pierston.
Nice. And what do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to go to Ohio Northwestern to study diesel engineering.
And what do you want to do with that?
Hopefully go to a company and work for them and make some good money off of it.
And like be a mechanic?
Engineer, so basically okay. Just design the motors for diesels, like semi-trucks and nice. The light-duty diesels.
And what made you want to do that?
My dad down in Tennessee, he owns a body shop, and I've always just been around cars when I was a little kid. I just love engines and whatnot.
Who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Probably say my welding and machining teacher I had my sophomore and junior year. Mr. Alexander, I was in his class about two periods every day, and he was always just one of those teachers you could really get to know and talk to and not to worry about really getting in trouble or whatnot if you wanted to say something.
And what do you do in your free time?
I tend to work out or go fishing, play video games.
Nice. Excellent. Tristan, 4 interceptions this season. Mm-hmm. Now, I think 8 going back to the last 2 years. Yeah. When you see the ball in the air like you saw it last night, what's going through your head?
So I'm getting the ball. It's pretty much like a guessing game. You just got to know where it's going. Kind of watch the quarterback a little bit.
Do you hear the crowd? Do you hear people running? Because I talk to kids every week, and some of them say, I hear the crowd gets louder. I don't hear the crowd at all. What do you hear?
Well, a lot of people tell me that, but I don't really hear it unless, like, after the play, I kind of like hear it, but
yeah,
I don't really hear it like during the play.
And then can you describe what it's like to transition from defense to offense in a heartbeat? You catch the ball and everything's headed the other direction. What's that like?
For punt?
For interception.
Oh.
Like when you picked off the ball last night, you take off running up the field and all of a sudden defense becomes offense and you're trying to maneuver up the field.
Yeah, you know, it's a great feeling. Everyone like celebrating together and then just getting off the field, just getting an accomplishment.
There are people at all levels that say that returning kicks and punts mm-hmm. is the craziest thing anybody could ever do in their lives. Mm-hmm. And you do that.
Yeah.
So what's that like?
Well, it's pretty difficult, but I'm pretty used to it because I did it my sophomore year and it gave me a lot of confidence, but yeah. And I didn't do my junior year, Taylor did it. But then, yeah, I'm doing it this year. But you just gotta, it's just kind of hard because you gotta, like, look at, like, the receivers coming. See, like, I'd say, like, if they're, like, 15 yards away, I'd take the ball and run. But if they're, like, 10 and under, then.
Okay, you just told my next question because we see some guys take fair catch, some guys refuse to make a fair catch signal. And so. One of the things I always wanted to know is when do you decide? So about 15
my first
yards
move
away?
Is I'm running it, but if I have like a feeling that they're close and it's for a catch.
Talk about your parents and brothers and sisters and where you live.
My brother's Preston Wilson. I have a sister, Reagan Wilson. Mom's Carrie Wilson. Dad's Chris Wilson.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to play football in college. Study kinesiology like Cam, like exercise science.
And what do you want to do with that?
Like
what's the perfect job for you?
I say physical therapist.
Yeah. Good. Who's been your favorite teacher?
I say Coach Childress.
Why?
Because we're always together, football, have class with him, bonded.
That is a common refrain. We hear that from a lot of kids. They like Coach Childress. He's a pretty easy guy to work with, isn't he?
Yep.
What are your hobbies? What do you do when you're not playing football?
Hanging out with friends on the weekends.
Who do you hang out with?
Blake Keen, Matt Marsh, Logan Meyer. They graduated last year. And Mason Gabers is on the football team.
Excellent. Hey, Coach, I was just thinking about something. Thinking about Jaden long snapping. You don't have to be a great football player to be a long snapper. You want to get on a football field on a Friday night, become a long snapper because teams need that, don't they?
They only know, he is a very good football player along with being a very good snapper, which is a great combination to have. But you never know who the long snapper is until the ball goes sailing over the punter's head or until it goes to the left or the right of the holder. You know, everybody just assumes it's going to be a perfect snap, a perfect hold, and a perfect kick. But there's a lot that goes into that. And he and James Leiter and Zach Reniker spend a lot of time pre-practice and post-practice trying to perfect that skill because there's not much of a sicker feeling than in a tight ball game not knowing whether or not the ball is going to be delivered accurately to the punter, and it's good to have Jaden because we know it's going to get there on the right time, at the right spot, play after play.
Okay, have a great week, guys. We will see you on Thursday.
Yep, Thursday morning.
Thursday morning for practice, and then the Tigers will be at Northwood on Friday night. We'll have a game for you starting a little after 6 on News Now Warsaw. We once again thank the diner for feeding these guys breakfast this morning. When we come back, we'll update you on how Abby Peterson did in the opening day of the Girls State Finals, and we'll run through all the other scores and schedules. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Sim Financial Advisors has been in the game for over 55 years, quarterbacking financial planning for families and businesses. And we're not just on the sidelines, we're right there with you, strategizing, planning, and helping you score. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and management. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call is always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
Brower's Furniture and Flooring is the largest furniture and flooring store in Kosciuszko County. Brower's expansive 55,000 square foot showroom offers a stunning selection of luxury furniture and premium flooring. Whether you're looking to revamp your living space or simply add a touch of class, explore the finest pieces that combine style and comfort, and find the perfect flooring to complete your dream home. Open Monday through Saturday, Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
And let's start with Abby Peterson, the Lady Tiger golfer who qualified as an individual for the state championship down in Carmel. And she is tied for fourth after the first day, just two shots behind the leaders. Peterson shot a 74 in the first round. That's two over par. There are three golfers ahead of her at even par 72. Peterson had a double bogey at number six, parred the first five, double bogey on number six, and then backed it up with birdies at six and seven to get back to level. She also double bogeyed 11, but scored pars on the final seven holes to stay at plus two for the day. She tees off at 10 a.m. this morning at Prairie View Golf Course. By the way, you can go to IHSA.org, and if you click on sports, click on girls golf, click on state finals, there's a link there that you can follow her hole by hole throughout the day, and then they will have a static camera at the 18th green, so when she gets there, you'll be able to watch her putt out on 18. Again, that is all at IHSAA.org. The volleyball team is ranked number 12 in 4A. They hosted their invitational last Saturday. They beat Tippecanoe Valley in two. They beat Fort Wayne Snyder in two. They beat Leo in two, and then beat Angola two sets to one. It went 15-10 in the third set as Warsaw picked up the tournament victory. Maggie Holland with 31 kills. CeCe Good had 29. Avery Heppner with 44 assists on the day. Madison Bramble with 36. CeCe Good with 8 aces. Ellie Hepler had 6. Lexi Wittenberger had 6. And Ellie Hepler had 35 digs. The block assist category, Reagan Edwards and Allison Chapman each had 5. The girls then took on Northwood in the Tiger Den on Thursday. This was a huge match in the Northern Lakes Conference. It was close all three sets, but the Lady Tigers looked very, very sharp. 25-17, 25-22, 25-21. They made all of the big points when it really mattered. Maggie Holland with 16 kills, CeCe Good with 11, Avery Heppner with 22, Madison Branham 16, CeCe Good with 3 aces, Ellie Hepler with 17 digs, and Good had 10, and Allison Chapman had 3 block assists. The JV defeated Northwood 2-1, and Doran Villema had 8 digs. Aspen Wagner, 14 assists and 8 digs. Claire Kinsel added 8 kills. Olivia Rooney with 19 digs and 2 aces. Sophia Rios with 16 digs. J.C. Stockman with 7 kills, and Maddie Williamson with 8 kills and 2 blocks. The freshmen lost down in the Career Center gym in 3 sets, 21-25, 25-18, 8-15. The girls' cross-country team put together a very strong performance at the New Haven Invite last Saturday. They finished 5th out of 18 teams. Eden Metz finished 30th overall at 20-37. Sammy Rastrelli right behind in 33rd at 20-49. Ella LaPut crossed the line 35th at 20-55. Annie Parker finished 47th at 21-24. Stephanie Malagon rounded out the top 5 scores with a time of 21-26, which was good enough for 49th. Bryce Ehrman finished 51st, Hannah Fisher 52nd at 21-34 and 21-36, respectively. The boys took a different approach. They did not run their best runners in this competition. But they did send a team over, and they finished 15th as a team with a score of 4-16. Leading the way for the Tigers, Jackson Lehman, who finished 86th with a time of 18-36. Alex Hoover was 96th at 18-46. Jack Boggs, 115th at 19-13. Owen Mirzo, 118 at 19-16. And Leons Kiernan, I hope I said that right. I've been practicing. 119th at 19-17. The varsity girls soccer team had 3 matches this week. Last Saturday, they beat Wawasee 11-0. On Tuesday, they played a very hard-fought match, a very physical match, and they beat Carroll by a score of 2-1. And then on Thursday in the big conference match, they lost at Northridge 2-0. The junior varsity girls team did not have a match last Saturday, but they did on Tuesday. They beat Carroll in the JV match 3-1, and on Thursday they lost to Northridge by a score of 2-0. And then the boys' soccer team was in action on Saturday. They beat Wawasee at home at the Tiger Soccer Complex 10-1, and then on Thursday they played to a scoreless draw against Northridge at Warsaw. In the junior varsity matches this week, they did not have a match against Wawasee, but they did against Northridge, and they beat them by a score of 3-1. The Tiger freshman football team shut out Plymouth 36-0. That included a scoreless first quarter in which the Tigers turned the ball over twice. Jamison Parker started the scoring on a 29-yard touchdown run in the second. Ty Martin then returned an interception to the Plymouth 25, and Brady Sauer punched that into the end zone on the very next play. An interception by Kenrick Stuckey ended the next defensive series, and Sauer got back on the board with his second 25-yard touchdown run. First drive of the third quarter resulted in Sauer going 55 yards for a score, and Saul Hernandez had an interception, and Ty Martin finished the game with a 55-yard touchdown run to put the Tigers at 6-1 on their freshman season. The junior varsity lost at Plymouth last Saturday by a score of 28-0. The Unified Flag football team had two games this week to finish up their regular season. They beat Wauwatosa at home 52-44, and they beat Tippecanoe Valley on Wednesday by a score of 45-32. And I just want to take a second, run down some of the names for the kids on the Unified Flag football team. Mason Anderson, Max Andrew, Aaliyah Barkey, Jocelyn Bricker, Luke Bricker, Griffin Brown, Cameron Berner, Rayleigh Chastain, Whitney Dawson, Eva Demopoulos, Bo Gosher, Carson Gould, Lilia Gustafson, Reed Nelson, Nathan Netty, Chase Nichter, Haley Schrock, Ben Schlabaugh, who had the big catch against Tippecanoe Valley that everybody's still talking about, Eliad Trinsparenti, Amber Whitaker, and Elijah Wright. The coaches are Ryan Bricker, Joy Andrew, Tara Carlisle, and Keegan Beeson, and we appreciate their effort in Unified Flag football during the season, and we'll tell you more about what they're doing here in just a second. The girls' golf team, Abby Peterson continuing her run in the state finals. Again, right there, just two shots behind the leaders. She tees off at 10 o'clock this morning down at Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel. The girls' cross-country team is running at Oxbow Park at 9 a.m. in the Northern Lakes Conference Championship meet. The boys, of course, are also there for the NLC meet. The girls' junior varsity soccer team is hosting a tournament today. That's underway at the Tiger Soccer Complex. The boys' tennis sectional is this morning at 9 a.m. The boys were winners on opening night 4-1, came back and beat Whitco 5-0 in the semifinals. And now they play in the championship this morning against undefeated Wauwatosa, who beat them 4-1 in the regular season. So a revenge would lead to a sectional championship, and they're hoping to get that done here this morning. And that competition is already underway over at the high school. The Unified Flag football team is hosting their sectional. That is at Fisher Field today. That starts at 10 o'clock. The girls volleyball team is at Elkhart for their invitational. That's a round robin invitational, with Northwood, Culver Academy, and Elkhart all there. The JV football team is at Mishawaka for a kickoff at Steele Stadium that starts in just a couple of minutes. And the varsity girls soccer team has a makeup game at Plymouth this afternoon, and that starts at 2 o'clock. On Monday, the boys soccer sectional begins at Huntington North. Warsaw gets a first round bye. On Tuesday, the girls soccer team is in action, and that will be up at Elkhart in their sectional. Then on Wednesday, the boys will play their first match. They'll play the winner of Huntington North and Columbia City on Wednesday. And if the Tigers do beat Wauwatosa today in tennis, they will advance on to the regional semifinals at Northwood on Wednesday. The regional championship then would be on Thursday. The girls volleyball team hosts Concord on Thursday. That would be starting at 5:30. For the freshman and the JV, and the varsity will follow in the Tiger Den at roughly 6:45. And then, of course, on Friday, the football team's at Northwood, and we've got covered starting at 6 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. We have one more break to take, and then we'll come back and finish things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of sleepy boys.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. This is the time of year when many of us wave goodbye to our children heading off to college. But did you know there are steps your attorney can take to make sure you're there to help your child, even long distance? Whether you're at that stage or not, at Rock Hill Pennock, we can help you prepare for your future with wills, trusts, and other estate planning tools. And if you're a grandparent getting ready to take care of the next generation of your family, it's vital you have advice from good estate planning attorneys. Call Rock Hill Pennock at 267-6116 for an appointment to discuss your legal needs. Rock Hill Pennock, lawyers you can count on.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Brent Reinholdt. When you come into Reinholdt's Town Square Furniture, you get a whole lot more than just furniture. You also get ideas, and with the help of our experienced staff, you can expect answers. We'll spend time working with you and do our best to help find exactly what you need from companies like Lazy Boy, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Smith Brothers of Bern. It boils down to this. At Reinholdt's, we treat people the way we like to be treated. I'd like to invite you in to see the difference. Reinholdt's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Thanks once again to Coach Curtis and the guys who came in today. I know those three guys pretty well, and we enjoyed getting to know them just a little bit better this morning. We also thank all the coaches for sending in their results. We thank specifically the people in the athletic department for their support in what we do, or try to do, at least each and every week here on this program. Want to say a special thank to all our sponsors, especially R&B Car Company, and to The Diner for feeding our guys, because we have to drag them in here to be on the radio because they're still out there literally scraping the gravy off the bottom of the container because it's so good. Thank you to everybody, including you, for listening on this Saturday. The show will be posted in about 10 minutes at newsnowwarsaw.com. If you slide down the right side of the screen, just scroll down, and you will eventually see where last night's football game is posted, and Tiger Talk will be there as well. Have a great Saturday, everybody. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, sunny and 75.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.